You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. Yes, another Mindset Monday. I hope you guys are doing okay. I hope your Monday has started off right. Mine has started out fantastic. Mine has started off fantastic, but we'll get into that here in just a second. So, I got a lot of feedback from the episode of last week with Sharnay. Want to thank you guys for tuning into that one. I want to thank Sharnay for actually coming onto the show. She did fantastic. Like, that was such a powerful episode. I really enjoyed it because it was just so, it was a great connection. Like, it was a great connection, and she was very vulnerable with you guys. Like, she shared so much stuff because it was actually, you know, I was basically just in the same boat as you guys, just getting to know her. We never really got to talk a lot in school. So it was great for me. It changed. I felt like that episode was really like a turning point for my podcast and a turning point for my show. It was really on some next level stuff. So I'm thankful for that. Thankful for her to come through. And also to make sure you guys go follow her at A Kingdom of Love on Instagram. Go follow her, beautiful_nay. Make sure you guys just donate. Help out. If you're looking, we all should be giving back to something that's a good cause. If you know, if you're looking for a charity, looking for ways to get involved to help other people, help her out. Because like she said, she's doing things out of her own pocket. It's a great cause. Definitely reach out to her. A Kingdom of Love. Donate. Help out. Do whatever we should all be doing. We all should be doing that. So I'm going to challenge you guys to do that to help, not specifically her, but just to help other people out and find ways to get involved and find other ways to help people, period. Yes. But so, yes, it is a good morning. And I'm going to, you know, be a little transparent about something. So, you know, it's a situation with Terrell, you know. So I've been working out. Let's talk about this. I've got me a trainer. I've been working out for like the last... This is my full month of me working out with this trainer. He's excellent. So if you're in the Nashville area, hit up I_justtrain_27. He's excellent. Mike, shout out to Mike, Michael Stevenson. So, you know, me and Terrell just had the conversation, me telling him, you know, hey, you know, let's try to lose X amount of weight before Christmas. So, you know, we did that. We talked about that, you know. So, Terrell came to the gym with me this morning. And let me tell you, like, as women, some mistake that we do make, we push our man to do things. And you have to, things take time. Like, you can't be pushy on stuff. You have to help somebody. And, you know, really, I got held accountable because, you know, I'm telling, hey, you know, let's try to lose this X amount of weight. But I wasn't doing it with him, or I wasn't pushing him, or I was just leaving him out to do it by himself. Because we all know, like, when it comes to losing weight, when it comes to doing anything, achieving any type of goal, it's not easy. It's hard to do it by yourself. You need that support. You need the help. But, you know, for me, I always wanted to, you know, come up that subject or talk about that, you know, as a touchy subject for us in our marriage. But, you know, what was I doing to better him? You know, because at the end of the day, I was an enabler because, I mean, you know, we're trying to lose weight, but I'm still frying chicken. So, I got convicted of that. Last week, this is funny, though, so I got to tell you this. So, last week, I asked him, hey, you know, you want to go to the gym with me? And I did ask him at 5 o'clock in the morning, so it's to his defense. And it's funny, if you know Terrell, I was like, hey, let's go to the gym. He was like, don't start with me. That was funny as hell. So I had to tell y'all that. But it was 5 o'clock in the morning. So to his defense, he had reason. He had reason for just to tell me that. But he came today. He's going to start going with me. So just y'all pray for us just on our journey. Just trying to just be the best version of ourselves. Trying to change everything as far as, you know, physically, spiritually, mentally. Just trying to be better people in all areas. And I think that when you're wanting change, and you're wanting to make moves in your life, I think that we can't focus on just one area. Hey, I'm going to be good here, but I'm okay doing this. And, you know, and I'm blessed because the last 2 weeks I've made a lot of changes, like maybe longer than that, like a lot of changes just in all areas of my life. And it's so key that we do that because we can't just focus in certain areas. Especially if we want to change and be completely better people, we need to focus on all areas, whether it's, you know, your health, whether it's, you know, financially, whether if you're in school, whether it's at work, just your business, just let's become better people everywhere, all over. So something that, I'm just going to get into it. So something that I did want to talk about today that's been kind of on my mind And just something that I've been just really focusing on, especially with just the whole It's a Mindset, so it makes sense anyway. I don't know if you guys saw, I do watch TV, and y'all know that I love Issa Rae, I love Serena. I don't know if you've guys seen their last few commercials, which I'll explain them to you, of course, if you guys haven't seen them. But these commercials have really been eye-openers for me, and I've just learned a lot from them. And it's crazy how much, you know, you can have so much power in 30 seconds or so much power in a minute. But so the first commercial was Serena. Shout out to Serena, Serena Williams. It shows her when she's a little girl working out with her dad doing tennis. And her dad's telling her, this is you in the U.S. Open. This is you at Wimbledon. This is you, you know, just like... It's crazy. And I looked at that thing multiple different ways. So I thought about it this way. It's first of all, if you're a parent, it's amazing how he fed that into her, you know, him being a dad and him coaching her. Like he told her that. So that I felt like, you know, that was her expectation. And she practiced for that when she was younger. Like, you know, she's been doing this. And, you know, and she finally made it. Like, so, she, you know, it just, I love how it just showed, you know, the work that she was putting in, you know, from age 5 or however she is, because she's been doing it forever. So that was that one. And I'm going to come back to that circle around, make it all make sense in just a second. Then the Issa Rae commercial. And I actually posted it on my Instagram yesterday. So definitely go check that out. So it's got Issa with Samsung. Shout out to Issa, because Issa out here getting to the bag. Do you hear me? Shout out to her. So it had Issa in a Samsung commercial, but it started out and it says 7 years ago. And it just shows, you know, her, you know, putting her Awkward Black Girl on YouTube. Then it just shows the process of her, you know, looking at her phone, laying in bed, looking at her phone, seeing that she's got all kind of views, watching her views go up. Then it goes to her getting a phone call from her agent saying, hey, you know, they want to do your show. So then it shows, you know, her writing her show, you know, on her phone, doing her scripts and all that stuff. Then it shows her, you know, in her director's chair. Like, it's crazy because, you know, the biggest thing that stood out to me in that commercial was that it said 7 years ago. And I think that we just don't realize, like, and it's something that I've learned, and I'm so blessed for this. And it's crazy because I'm a very impatient person. I want what I want now. I mean, think that's the world. You know, I'm a millennial, you know, basically. I don't think that I've ever thought about people had to go through things, or that people had to work, that things were a process. Because if you just look at Serena, I'm not thinking about Serena, you know, when she was putting that work in years ago, where she was at. Because I feel like, you know, earlier, my younger ages, I liked Venus a whole lot better. And I feel like Venus was better than Serena. And then I feel like Serena just kind of just came out of nowhere. That was my opinion, just for me watching tennis. It's crazy how, like, we only see people now, like where they're at now. We don't think about their process. We don't think about, you know, the 7 years ago when Issa was on Awkward Black Girl, you know, and she didn't have, you know, and that's something I talked about before on here. Issa says, you know, hey, I had a situation where I just brought people together. Hey, you can do this, you can do that. We're talented now. Let's just make it work. Like, let's just do it this way. She just found out, you know, people around her who had resources. I don't think that we just focus on that enough, but something that I can say that I had to do to change my mindset to there is to watch people's stories and see what other people have going on. Sorry, my alarm went off. Watch other people's stories and just see what they have going on. That's something that I don't think that I ever realized until I started doing that. I'm really big on feeding into myself and just hearing other people's stories and just, you know, people telling you, hey, this is where I started. This is what I started doing. You know, this is where I was at. It's so key that we feed into that we feed into our spirit to know that. And whether if it's watch a video, whether it's to read a book, whether it's to just, you know, do research and just find out other people's stories. I think that that's key, because I don't think that we realize that everything you do, especially with me and my podcast, you know, if I've came so much far, I've came so far with this, and just my mind has literally changed. It's a lot better, you know, now than it was before, because, and I'll be honest with y'all, when I first started doing this, you know, it's a mindset, but I don't really know if it was a mindset, if that makes sense. Especially just where my mind is now and just what I'm focused on and just what I'm out here doing. It's a slow grind. And I think that people don't understand that it's levels. It's levels to everything. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but so in November 2nd, this It's a Mindset will be 1 year old. 1 year old. And me just reflecting on where I was at months ago. You know, I was at, you know, when I first started this, guy, you guys, I was thankful for me getting 39 downloads per show. Like, wow, like 39 downloads, like, woo, like 39 downloads per show. That's awesome. Like, yes, like that. I was so hype about that. And, you know, then, you know, I started getting to the point where, you know, I was getting, you know, 75 downloads a show. Like, dope. Like, okay, I'm growing out here. I'm out here. Now, It's a Mindset is getting 300 downloads per episode. And that is, you know, that may not seem a lot to a lot of people, but y'all, like, I'm geeked about that. Like, geeked about that, because it's literally a slow grind. And it's now it's just like, you know, hey, where do I go from here? What can I figure out to, you know, to get this done? What can I figure out to get more people to listen? You know, how can I market this more? You really just got to change things up. And it's something I said too on my Instagram the other day. It's like now when I'm researching, and it's crazy because I've really had to, you know, time gets away from all of us. We all get busy. We all have a lot of things going on. So it's been hard for me lately to actually get my podcast in for me to listen. And it's like now I listen to the podcast. Y'all, I listened to a full podcast Friday for the first time in months, y'all. I'm not kidding you, because just I haven't had that sit down time or make myself have that time. I listened to a full podcast Friday morning. I listened to Amanda Seals, and y'all, let me tell y'all something, that ish was hilarious. So check her out, Amanda Seals, Small Doses. Also too, she put me on her IG story, so shout out to her for that. And I'm gonna, y'all tag her in this, maybe she'll listen. So I listened to my first full podcast the first time in months, and it's amazing how things have just changed for me, because y'all, like, I listen differently now. When I listen to a podcast, I'm not listening. It's crazy because, you know, when I start listening to podcasts, you know, I'm really big on entrepreneur podcasts. I have my few that's like, you know, for giggles and all that stuff. I got my lip service. I got my Amanda Seals, you know, but Amanda Seals is still hers. I mean, hers is giggles, but hers is still educational, first of all. So I, you know, I listen to all my, you know, my serious ones, my self-help ones. I was listening to them for content. I was listening to them for encouragement. That's what I was listening to them for. It's like now when I listen to Amanda Seals Friday, I was like, man, like, listen to how she did this. Listen to her production on this. Listen to, you know, the sound effects that she has in her show. Listen to all these ads that she's doing. I legit listen differently. I'm listening to learn. I'm listening to see how people do things, you know, how their show's structured, like for ideas and stuff like that. So that's a blessing too in itself. But like I'm saying with the slow grind, I think that, you know, at the beginning of the slow grind, when, you know, when you're on the road to doing something different, I think at the very beginning, the first few months, you have to fight so many things. I think that you have to get out your own head. And that was really the process that I was in at the beginning of It's a Mindset, because I was in my own head so much. Like, and I call it head trash. You know, I was constantly telling myself, hey, you know, it's not that good. Hey, you know, you're not working. Or hey, you know, your content really low-key sucks. You know, you need to be structured more. Like, I kept beating myself, kept beating myself up. And then, you know, now I'm at the point now where I'm just like, it's a slow grind. Like, I'm looking at my process. I'm counting my wins. I'm just looking at, you know, how far I've came, looking at where I'm heading. And I'm, you know, really just, I'm passionate about it, and I'm ready to make the moves and take the next steps that I need to. So, you know, with that being said, like I said, I am moving to Atlanta in November. Just to network more. I don't know if you guys know or not, Atlanta is the number two media capital in the world outside of New York. So it's going to be really good for this. It's going to be really good for my other show, Battle of the Barns, if you guys have not checked that one out with me and my husband. So I'm just embracing. I'm embracing the slow grind, embracing at the time I'm in. Because, you know, it's so many things that I'm looking at that God, that I know that God's preparing me for to handle when I get to that next level. Because I'm not there now. I'm getting there. But it's crazy because, y'all, I'm getting so much clout, like, in the podcast game. Like, people be like, really, like, that's becoming my identity. And I think that's part of the slow grind too. People knowing that's what you do. People knowing, like, hey, you know, she does this. This is what she's involved in. And I'm also thankful for the fact that when somebody or anybody who knows me, if anybody on their page or anybody on their timeline is like, hey, y'all, any podcast to listen to, let me know. I'm just now getting into this podcast. I get tagged every single time. Like, I'm constantly getting tagged. Like, what is this for? And people are like, let's check out so-and-so. It's a mindset. It's great. Check out Battle of the Barns. Like, I'm so blessed for that. I'm so blessed for that. So thank you guys for that too as well. Let's keep focusing. Like, let's keep focusing on this slow grind. Like, let's line out and just do a timeline of where we want to be in X amount of time. You know, right now, I think that we need to focus on, you know, where you're at right now and focus on getting to that next level. Because me, at the very beginning, I was looking at, y'all, let me tell y'all something. My first episode of this, if y'all would have listened, I would have thought that I was, I expected to have 20,000 downloads, like, the first episode. Like, it does not work that way. It's a slow grind. It starts 7 years ago. And time goes by fast. Like I said, it's a mindset to be a year old, November 2nd. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. And it's grown so much. I've gotten so much better. My voice has gotten better. I just do it now. Like, I just do it. Yeah. Just counting blessings today. What are you going to do? What are you going to do during your slow grind? Ask yourself that question. You know, think about where you're at right now and think about where you want to go. Because I think that's a mistake that we make too as well. You know, we're talking about I'm not where I'm at or I'm not where I want to be. But where exactly do you want to be? I think that we have to ask ourselves that question. I had to ask myself that question. What do you want with this? You know, where are you going? What direction? That's a lot of times too because we always want to be somewhere but we have no direction of where we want to go. Just focus on the slow grind. Everybody, feed into yourself. Find out who inspires you, who encourages you. Find out their story. I guarantee you it did not happen overnight. I guarantee you it was a process. I love Issa, and a lot of people don't know this too as well. You know, Issa was insecure. Insecure still took 3 years. After she got her deal with HBO, it still took 3 years. Still. And look at her now. Like, let me tell y'all something. I'm to the point now, I'm serious. Whatever God wants to take me through for me to get to, a Samsung deal, for me to get to a CoverGirl deal, I'm trying. That's where I want to get to. You feel me? So today is actually definitely short. Just kind of want to touch base with you guys where I was at and just tell y'all to keep focused on this slow grind. Understand that everything's a process. Understand that you're going to get there. But do the work in between. How can you grow yourself? But I think that we have to grow in every single area of our life. It can't be, I want to grow here. I want to be better in my financial situation, but I don't want to take care of myself health-wise. Like, just focus on being the best version of yourself for when you get to that next level. Because there's so many things that, you know, I want to be able to handle when I get there. You know, like, I want to be able to handle, you know, my finances when I do get all the extra money. I want to be able to handle, you know, my weight or me working out when I do get a lot more busier. You know what I'm saying? In my time management. Let's focus on that. Let's focus on that slow grind. Let's understand that our time is going to come. God is working in neighborhoods right now. I got some stuff, good stuff going. Like, people around me is getting fruit. Like, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So, also too, I do have to shout this out. So, if you guys do listen, me and Terrell on Battle of the Barns, November 10th, we are doing a live show in Nashville, actually in Franklin, Tennessee. It's the 1 year anniversary of Battle of the Barns too as well. So, it's definitely going to be a celebration. Tickets are on sale, botbnashville.eventbrite.com. So, make sure you guys definitely go check those out. It's going to be a good time. And then, I don't know if we've got Battle of the Barns listeners on here as well, and It's the Mindset listeners, because if you haven't noticed, I am two totally different people. The Battle of the Barns, I'm, like, extremely ratchet. This one, I'm, you know, into myself, you know, I'm focused, I'm, you know, encouraging, you know what I'm saying? So, it's different versions of myself, and so, definitely you guys go check that out, go support that, it's gonna be a great time. I don't have that many seats. So, thank you guys for that, and let's focus on this slow grind, and I'm going to come up with another challenge for October. So make sure that you guys be looking out for that. I'm going to come up with a challenge for you guys for us to focus on. But actually, you guys reach out to me too on something, you know, what you're wanting to do or something, you know, that you're struggling with. So I can try to help it, you know, around that. But thank you guys for tuning in. It was a short one, but it was a good one. It's a mindset.